from the Disciples with Microphones Podcast Network.
And from the Crystal's Printed Network.
The Asperges May and Vidiaquam are included in the mix. Learn how on our 89th episode of Crystal's Vintage Anywhere, right now. Crystal's Vintage Anywhere, episode 89. And now, here's a snark who played the Trinity Mass for 4 years, Brian Michael Page. Hello and welcome, Ego Sumbianis Mikaelis Pagina. We are in the 15th week of Ordinary Time 2007, and we're also still in Motu Mania party mode here at Crystal's Vintage Anywhere. There is commentary by several bishops here in the United States, both positive and negative. Amongst the positive are Bishop Tobin of Providence, Rhode Island, Bishop Burbage of Raleigh, North Carolina, and Bishop Matano of Burlington, Vermont. Among the not-so-hot are Bishop Troutman of Erie, Pennsylvania, figures, and the boys from the canonical department in the Diocese of Pittsburgh, which is, of course, still awaiting an ordinary. The best two blogs to stay afloat on the motu propria news would be the team blog titled The New Liturgical Movement, and Father John Zulstorff's blog titled What Does the Prayer Really Say? And we'll have links to both in the show notes. Now, on last Friday's extra show, we started a tour of the Tridentine Low Mass, everything from the beginning to the collect. And now today we're going to take that same section of Mass, and we're going to give you a taste of what it sounds like in the context of High Mass. But first, hear them jungle screechers. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Yeah, thank you very much, Jungle Screechers. Oh, let's look at the feast for this week, the 15th week of Ordinary Time. Monday, optional memorial, Our Lady of Mount Carmel.
Tuesday,
Feria.
Wednesday,
optional memorial, St. Camillus de Lellis.
Thursday,
Feria.
Friday,
optional memorial, St. Apollinarius. Ooh, that was a mouthful. St. Apollinarius.
Saturday.
Two optional memorials. First, St. Lawrence of Brindisi. And second, the Blessed Virgin Mary on Saturdays. And finally,
Sunday.
16th Sunday of Ordinary Time. Well, don't forget to check out the New Advent website, www.newadvent.org, for great stories on these and other great saints.
Crystal's Vintage Semi-Live in our living room.
Greetings from our living room, where we actually have some time off. It is from this desk where we'll give a combination segment here in our Semi-Live, Crystal's Vintage Sports, and the music we did at Mass last Sunday. Let's start off with
Crystal's Vintage Sports.
Brittany's All-Star Softball Tourneys are finished now. Our last one was this past weekend in Cranston, where we finished third in a field of 8 teams. This tourney was a little different. 2 divisions of 4 teams each, designated American and National. Hey, just like Major League Baseball and NFL football, eh? Each team played 3 games on Saturday, one against each team in their division. And the top 2 teams in each division played a semifinal on Sunday. But that semifinal was as far as Brittany got, I fear. Saturday, we beat North Kingstown White Team 9-1, lost to Coventry Red Team 8-1, and then we edged St. Gregory's team in Warwick 5-4 in a game that saw the lead switch several times. Finally, in a semifinal game on Sunday, we lost to the Cranston B Team by a score of 12-7. Now let's shift our attention to the music we played this past Sunday at Holy Ghost Church. And we'll start right with our opening hymn. And that was Alleluia, Sing to Jesus, the hymn tune Heiferdahl, text by William C. Dix, and the tune by Roland Hugh Pritchard. And our cantor, you can hear it really well this time, is Maria Anthon. The Gloria is Mass 8, Misa de Angelis. The Psalm of the Day, Turn to the Lord in your need and you will live. And that's what Psalm 69, we did that to Psalm Tone 8G. Now, for this past Sunday, there was actually a choice given in the lectionary for Mass. That psalm there, Psalm 69, or Psalm 19 with Your Words, Lord, Are Spirit and Life. Now, our missalette only included Psalm 69, with a footnote saying that Psalm 19 could be used as an alternative. The Psalm 19 itself was not printed out. So, to make it easy for the people in the pew, Psalm 69 it was. The Alleluia was the Mode 6 Alleluia, and the verse was sung to Psalm Tone 6F. Now, that verse, sure enough, pretty much makes up for that missing Psalm 19 option as the psalm. The verse is, Your words, O Lord, are spirit and life. You have the words of everlasting life. And now, here's our offertory for the day. And again, you'll hear that same cantor. Classic, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. text by Reginald Heber, tune Nicaea by John Bacchaeus Dykes. A little story on that one is I was putting the numbers up on the boards before Mass on Saturday. One of the parishioners apparently had started going through the book to see what hymns they are. And she pointed out, holy, 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 and says, we haven't done that one in a while. Well, we did do it for Trinity. That was like the last time we had done it. I will admit it doesn't come up too often. The usual English setting in summer mode has been used. That is the Sanctus and Agnus from People's Mass, Christ Has Died and Amen, the Danish tone, and the chant Lord's Prayer in English. Communion was Eat This Bread. Text adaptations by Robert Battistini and music by Jacques Berthier. And the closing hymn, O God, I Hope in Ages Past. Psalm 90 based text by Isaac Watts. And the tune, St. Anne by William Croft. And we'll be back.
Anywhere.
Houston, we have a problem.
Habemus Papam.
Podcasting from a parking lot in the Woodlands, Texas, it's the Catholic Hack with Joe McLean.
Take this, all of you, and eat it. This is my body, which will be given up for you.
1 Peter 3:15. Always be ready to give an explanation to anyone who asks you for a reason for your hope.
Take this, all of you, and drink from it. This is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant. It will be shed for you and for all, so that sins may be forgiven.
The Church of the Living God, the pillar and foundation of truth. 1 Timothy 3:15.
Do this in memory of me.
Hello and welcome to the Catholic Hack. I'm Joe McLean. This is a Catholic podcast dealing in matters of apologetics, spirituality, church teaching, and the Christian faith. Let's have the courage to proclaim that which Christ died to give us. Do you have an answer for the hope that lies within you? Well, let's journey together and get to that answer. Check out my blog at catholichack.blogspot.com or check me out on iTunes, The Catholic Hack, with Joe McLean. God bless you.
The Catholic Hack, the best in parking lot podcasting.
Don't do this at church.
On our last show, we took you on a tour of the first few elements of the traditional Latin Mass according to the Roman Missal of 1962 as issued by Pope John the 23rd. On our tour, we covered Low Mass from the beginning right up through the Collect. Now today we're going to take that same part of the Mass, except we're going to do this now in High Mass contexts. First of all, High Mass, as you probably know, is much more fully sung than Low Mass. Low Mass at one point had no music at all, but later allowed for some hymns. Now for the High Mass, the hymns aren't the concern. It's the Mass that is sung. Thus that expression, we don't sing at Mass, but we sing the Mass. Now let's start at the foot of the altar like we did from our last show, except remember, we're now in High Mass. And this is Sunday. On Sundays only, and at High Mass, the first thing the priest does at the foot of the altar is intone the Asperges Mei. And that's one of two chants you'll be hearing in this segment. The other one will be the Vidiaquam, which we'll explain in a minute. Now the choir, even the people if they wish, join in after the intonation, and the priest processes with the holy water and sprinkles the people. Now remember, this only happens at High Mass and only on Sunday. The chant Asperges Me is translated thus: the antiphon, sprinkle me, O Lord, and wash me with hyssop. Cleanse me, and I shall be clean as the new snow. And then there comes the verse: have mercy on me, O God, according to your compassion. And then finally the Gloria Patri, which of course we all know: glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Those verses are sung by the choir, and then they all come back and repeat the antiphon. Now, if you notice, unlike the sprinkling rite in the modern Mass, the Asperges Me is the only option in the sprinkling rite in the traditional Mass. With only one exception: Paschal time, or Easter season. From Easter Sunday through Pentecost Sunday inclusive, the Vidi Aquam is sung in place of the Asperges Me, intoned the same way by the priest the first line, and then the choir and people join in after. The Vidi Aquam translates thus: I saw water flowing from the temple at the right side. Alleluia. And all those to whom this water came received salvation. And they shouted, Alleluia, Alleluia. And now the verse, very typical Easter text: give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. And then the Gloria Patri, and then the repeat of the antiphon. Now, as the priest and service have returned to the foot of the altar, there is this chanted dialogue, which translates, Lord, let us see your kindness, and grant us your salvation. Lord, hear my prayer, and let my cry come unto you. The Lord be with you, and the people respond, and with your spirit. Let us pray. Hear us, O Holy Lord, Almighty Father, Everlasting God, and vouchsafe to send thy holy angel from heaven to guard, cherish, protect, visit, and defend all that are assembled in this place, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Now, once the Asperges Me, or Vidi Aquam, is sung, the priest heads to the foot of the altar, takes off his cope, and puts on what's known as a fiddleback. It's really called a chasuble, but its nickname, fiddleback, is named after his shape. If you ever look at some of the pictures from the old Mass and you see this big heavy thing he's wearing, it does actually look like the back of a violin. Mass then continues, finally, with the prayers at the foot of the altar, as we had described on our last show. Those prayers, the Judica Me, and the two confidiors, that is, the confidior by the priest, and then a confidior by the servers. Now those are, even though it's High Mass, those are recited, not sung. And yes, in the 1962 Missal, we do both. We get sprinkled and confess our sins. As opposed to the 1970 Missal, where it's either or. The priest proceeds to recite the introit and the Kyrie. However, while he's reciting the introit and Kyrie, the choir chants it. In fact, a tip for the beginning choir director in terms of the Tridentine Mass: start chanting the introit early. When I was directing music for High Mass at Holy Name, we would start the introit right around the start of the priest's confidior. And then once the introit is done, we would take a pause of maybe 2 or 3 seconds and then start chanting the Kyrie. Once the Kyrie is finished, the priest intones the Gloria.
Gloria in excelsis Deo.
And the choir and people come on in on the line that follows Gloria in excelsis Deo. We come in et in terra pax hominibus bone voluntatis, and on earth peace to men of goodwill. The priest simultaneously recites his Gloria. And once he's finished, he may go ahead and sit down until the choir is finished chanting their Gloria. Now, once the choir is finished, the priest returns to the altar, turns to the people, and chants, Dominus vobiscum, the Lord be with you. The choir and people respond by chanting, Et cum spiritu tuo, and with your spirit. The priest then returns to his position toward the Lord, and chants Oremus, or let us pray, followed by the collect of the day, and ending in Per omnia saecula saeculorum, which is world without end, or forever and ever. And finally, that monotone Amen by the people. Now on our next show, we're going to go through the readings and intervening chants. And one word of note, there is a good amount of instances in High Mass where the priest's recitation and the choir's chanting happens simultaneously. And you're going to see that more and more as we progress through these episodes, these next few episodes. And finally, we're once again going to leave a link in the show notes for the Order of Mass page at fisheaters.com for those who want to get ahead on the Latin Mass, the traditional Latin Mass. And now let's hear from our musical guest, David Sear. David Sear and The Joy. David comes courtesy of PodSafeMusic.podshow.com. You can also check out his MySpace, and we'll leave that link in today's show notes. And will it be something that resembles Beck?
Welcome to the iPadre Catholic Podcast. Interviews, stories, news, music, all things Catholic and then some. The iPadre Catholic Podcast. www.ipadre.net.
On the next Crystals Vintage Anywhere, we conclude the Mass of the Catechumens. Stay tuned.
We now bring you to Seamus' Adventures in Classical Latin.
Brought to you by Gerald's Money Saving Tips for the Los Angeles Archdiocese.
Here. And we're going to bring you two sprinkling my antiphons in classical Latin, the Asperges Me and the Weedy Aquam. And I'm going to recite these, especially that Weedy Aquam, because it's kind of long. So I'm going to recite it instead of chant it. First, the Asperges Me. Asperges Me. Sounds like asparagus, doesn't it? Asperges Me, Domine, Hisopo et Mundabor. La wabis me et supe nivem de albabor. And the verse is, miserere mei Deus secundum magnam misericordiam tuam. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. And now, the Weedy Aquam. Weedy Aquam, e gradientem de templo, a latere dextro, alleluia. Et omnes aquos pervenit aqua ista, salvi facti sunt et dicent, alleluia, alleluia. And the verse goes, confitemini domino quoniam bonus, quoniam in saeculum misericordia eius. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. And I psych you out. Peace out.
Greetings. Father Judd McFry here. Brian asked me to inform you, our listeners, about our new communications kiosk. There are so many ways you can connect with Christos Vincit anywhere. Of course, there's the Vote at Podcast Alley, and you can leave feedback there as well. You can also review our show at iTunes, or you can leave a note on our message boards, or you can give us a dig, and you can send even an email to us. There are so many ways you can communicate with us. Just simply head on to our main page at christosvincit.com and you'll find the links to all of these and more on our sidebar. And please, don't forget our friends over at
Disciples with Microphones. Individual podcasters united with a single goal, to live the new evangelization. Bringing truth to podcasting through shows such as these.
Welcome to the Weekly Roman Observer, our news commentary on the Holy Father's newspaper.
I'm Father Seraphim Bishoner, host of Catholic Under the Hood.
I am Father Stephen Cuyus, a Filipino missionary of the Sacred Heart.
My name is Greg Willett.
And I'm Jennifer.
And we welcome you once again to the Rosary Army Podcast.
This is Brian Ngo from the Verbum Domini Podcast.
This is Michael Kreidler from the Breadcast.
Dick Alouris, and welcome to Going Four. This is your host, George Lee.
Welcome to CatholicJukebox.com presents Catholic Rockers.
This is the Catholic Cast.
True Knights Combat Training. Podcasting for purity.
The Catholic Mormon Podcast. I'm Rob.
I'm Sarah.
My name is Lisa Marrero, and blessed to be Catholic.
Disciples with microphones.org. Baptize your earbuds.
And just before we wrap this up, I just want to remind you that the Blogger's Choice Awards is still in the voting process. Matter of fact, the voting process will be going till November 10th. Christos Vincit, the blog, is running in the Best Religion Blog category. Christos Vincit Anywhere is running in the Best Podcast category. Also, nominations are now closed for the podcast awards. All the nominations are being reviewed at this point. It's a 7 to 10 day thing. Once that's finished and the voting process begins, you can bet we will announce it here, and we'll post it in our show notes as well. I want to thank you all for joining me today. Tune in again next week for another hair-raising episode of Christos Vincit Anywhere or Christos Vincit TV, whatever I decide is next. Truthfully, it'll probably be Christos Vincit Anywhere so we can continue on our series on the Tridentine Mass. Until then, I'm Brian Michael Page. Peace.
Unos, duo, tres, cuatro.
Anywhere.
Christos Vincit Anywhere is a member of Disciples with Microphones, The B Team, Ratzinger's Rottweilers, and oh yeah, the Christos Vincit Network.
Made on a crappy PC.